And, of course, this is part two to the funniest episode we've ever done. Enjoy. And what was that, Tom?
That was Whitest Boy Alive with their track Courage.
Hell yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Was it? I don't know.
It was, Julius. Definitely was.
Are you sure?
I can see the name on the screen.
Why you lie me?
I don't lie to you. I've never lied to you, Julius.
What's up with you and lying, huh? Not cool. Not cool, man.
I find it, it's fulfilling. It fulfills my dreams.
It's the only way I can get chicks. You know, I tell them, hey, I'm hot.
I have lots of money.
Yeah, go into a dark room so they can't see you well. Just go, feel my face.
Yeah, they love it.
Does it feel hot?
Yeah.
Let's have sex. Never works.
I don't think my face feels that hot, though. It's kind of got, like, pimples on it.
Now, Tom, of course... Julius Reed, which is myself.
I'm
a wannabe comedian. You know, I'm not up there yet.
I wouldn't say wannabe. I think you're pretty close to being a comedian.
All right, shut up, Tom. Just go with it. All right. I'm not a comedian according to the segment.
Okay, you're not
a comedian. I suck. Okay, I'm at like Josh Thomas level, only I'm not cute. You see
gay.
Where I'm going at? I'm not gay and
you're
cute.
You're a straight Asian guy.
And I'm not even successful. So, you know, one thing that people may not know is that I'm very insecure.
Yeah, I've noticed that a lot, actually.
You know, if you just bag my joke, you say, hey, Julius, you're not funny, I'll crack it.
Yeah.
And I'll start.
I've seen you cry on stage before.
Yeah, exactly. And that was even before the show started. I was just got
that
nervous.
That was your first act.
Yeah, my first
crying.
Act. And, you know, sometimes, occasionally, I'll do a Kramer. You know, I'll start going the racist route. And even if, you know, I'll go, you're an ethnation, even if, you know, it's just white people in, like, Baronia, that kind of thing.
That's a bad decision right there.
You know, it's just not going well. And so I thought, you know what? Let this show be an opportunity to test out some jokes, you know, see if you enjoy them, if, you know, the listeners enjoy them.
Yeah.
And because always my one dream in life is I've always wanted to host my own late show, you know, Conan O'Brien style, David Letterman. I'm thinking in Australia, we call it Reed.
Reed.
Yeah, you know, Rove had his Rove. We call mine
yeah,
Reed.
Yeah, but Rove was like his name, his first name, though.
Yeah, but it's like Jerry Seinfeld. The show's Seinfeld.
Okay, I get you.
And if they called it Jerry, that's a bit gay. And,
true,
you know,
but,
you wouldn't get the Jewish kind
know,
of sentiment.
I don't know about Reed. It kind of, it's a very basic name.
Shut up. Okay, Reed is an awesome name. My name's Reed. People are going to, it's going to be a household
But people aren't
going to,
they're going to be thinking, oh, it's just R-E-A-D. They don't know you have an extra E at the end of your
name.
But
when
people
I get popular, you know, when I don't know, arson or
Conan's
something.
Conan's a first name. Letterman.
Tom, we get it. It's a bad idea, okay? But we're calling it Reed.
Okay.
We're calling
it's
it
called Reed.
Reed.
Okay, it's called
okay,
Reed.
It's going to be a gimmick. It's like, oh, it's Reed with an E on the end. That's going to be the gimmick, you
okay.
see? And people are going to tune into that shit because they're stupid. All right. And so I'm thinking we're going to have Peter Hellyer, sidekick.
Yeah, he's always good. He's a good sidekick.
Always
to have.
Good. Bit dumb. But that's, you know, you don't want the sidekick.
You need someone that's like a little dumber than you
exactly.
to be a sidekick.
You don't want your sidekick to be smarter than you because then
like
he'll have his own
being
show.
Your sidekick on
exactly.
this show. I'm just a little dumber than you are.
Yeah, I've just made sure that you're just a little bit stupider. I don't inform you on the meetings and stuff.
Exactly.
So you don't know what you're talking about. Hughesy will have a segment where he has like some kind of rant. He'll get angry at something.
Yeah.
So he'll be like, oh, Hughesy's, you know, I don't know, his wife's, you know, left him or something. Rant
have
right
you
there.
Have noticed that his wife is incredibly hot, though?
Have you noticed that he's just a hack in general?
But that's what I'm saying. How did he get such a good-looking wife?
I know. This absolute joke. And then I'm going to have... Get this right. This is going to be even bigger gimmick. I'm going to have Conan O'Brien as my second sidekick.
Oh,
it's going to be
no.
the only late show with two sidekicks.
That's pretty intense. And one of those sidekicks used to... would he still host his show at this point? Or has he given that up for
well,
you?
It's going to be difficult to convince him to drop his show as the main person to become my
to
sidekick.
Become not a sidekick, the second sidekick behind Peter Hellyer.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? And it's going to be difficult because he's funnier than me. So I'm going to have to kind of,
I wouldn't go that far.
I'll just ruin him technically. So like halfway through a segment, we'll cut him off. And so people think, oh, what a loser.
He can't even
finish the segment.
Fair enough.
Loser. And, you know, we're also going to have an addition because you've got to have women on the show. You've got to have a balance.
Yeah, exactly. Because right? you don't want to be sexist.
Exactly. And so we're getting the fat chick off the circle.
Oh, no, not Chrissy Swan.
Chrissy Swan, she's beautiful.
Dude,
inside.
Come on.
And
I
even
mean,
then, it's just fucking chicken
but
grease and
on the
shit.
But on the plus side, she was nominated for a Gold Logie. So she knows she's quality.
Well, everyone knows that Carl's just better. Carl Stefanovic, of course, we salute you.
Personal favourite on
we
the program.
We salute you. And so, you know, let's get to the jokes because a lot of context. Hey, you
yeah,
know what? Let's
context.
Get to the actual joke. And so, it's just going to play on some of the events that have happened recently. If you've been following the news, which I know you have been, Tom.
I always follow the news. I'm a big fan. BBC, ABC, CBC.
Oh, Tom just, he's got a list. He's just naming them. Of course, thank God I gave it to him beforehand. So, here's the first joke. Anyway, okay, just pretend this is the monologue. And it's just like there's a huge audience, as there would be.
I'll be your audience,
okay,
if you want.
So, I met this girl recently, and I tell you what, she bung me long time.
Yeah.
All right.
Come on, man.
Do you get it?
I get it.
Bung?
She bung you.
Because the chick
bung.
Who's missing?
Yeah,
bung. Yeah, she bung me long time. What do you think? Okay, out of five
I'd give it about like a six, maybe. Six to seven. Because I think that, you know, like, it's hilarious, but a lot of people would be like, oh, come on, man, she's missing. Yeah. She may have been killed. It's a bit steep.
Okay, okay. Let's just move on. I reckon that was pretty good. Okay. Stock market not
definitely
great.
Definitely a good start.
Stock market not great.
Yep.
Let's talk about the joke on the stock market. Hey, Tom, audience.
Yep.
You hear this. Hey, the stock market isn't going well. Hey, guess what? I heard that Matt Preston lost so much money that he had to sell off some of his chins.
What?
So Matt Preston, obviously, fat guy, playing on that. Out of 10?
I'd say that's probably even stepping up because a lot of people... I'd probably say 8 to 9.
8 to 9.
Because Matt Preston, everyone gets it. He's fat. And he has, you know, it's something you could see actually happening because he had the cravats even.
Yeah, the cravats. You don't know. See, I reckon he's hiding more chins than he has. I reckon for tax purposes.
For sure, there's chins growing on his neck.
The chins are having babies to create more
chins.
Like
they're like little other, like, human being. They don't have their own brain and stuff.
It's like a chin community.
He hides them because they're, like, evil and they try to take over the world.
What? Wow, he's taken over the world. You heard it here. You wouldn't hear this kind of stuff on Reed, for example.
Of course, watch out for that one.
The new show coming out, Reed. Okay, next one, right? International joke, keeping it global. Because, you know, if we've got to get big international, we can't just go Australia.
No.
You know, who listens? No one's going
to
be watching this.
Because, I mean, like, compare it to the Hamish and Andy show that's on at the moment. It's only in Australia. Even though they're in New York, they get no coverage worldwide.
Talk about Hamish and Andy show. It is rubbish.
Oh,
and this is how bad it is. The second episode,
enjoyable.
It was so bad that in the beginning, they had to have a minute of people's reactions to how good they thought the show was.
Oh,
that's how bad it is. You know it's struggling when they need to convince the audience in the beginning that, hey, watch the show because other people enjoyed it.
Exactly.
That's what we're going to do for my show, though, so wouldn't worry about it. All right, international jokes. So, London experiencing some pretty bad riots amidst, obviously, the shooting of an innocent man by police.
Yep.
In fact,
I don't think he was innocent. I just think he was a gang member.
All right, you ruined the joke.
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
We're live.
I'm being the audience. Like, I'm in the audience being like, oh, I'm the guy that's critiquing you.
Tom, we're live. You don't, you know, butt in.
No, I'm just saying that to myself.
Are you just jealous because you don't have a position on the show? Is that what this is about?
Yes, because I come in, I do this show with you, and then, bang, you go off to fucking greener pastures.
Peter Hellyer, okay.
Well,
I'm
come
sorry.
On. Peter Hellyer and me. I'm skinnier than him.
Yeah, put on more weight.
What?
That's what I'm suggesting.
Do you need a fat co-host?
I need someone who has the stamina and the jokes per capita that Peter Hellyer provides.
I have better stamina than Peter Hellyer.
Bullshit, man. Peter, okay, you
come
probably
on,
do.
It's Peter Hellyer.
You don't have the name. Were you on a failed radio show on Triple M? No, you weren't, okay? You don't have the CV. God damn it. Anyway, so regional jokes. So yeah, riots. Hey, but apparently millions more have joined amidst the new Smurfs movie. Hey? Because the Smurfs movie sucked balls, so people are joining in to riot.
Yeah.
Out of 10?
I'd say it'd be in the ballpark of a 10.
10?
It's probably the best one so far. Everyone can associate a bad movie with rioting. It's what you want to feel. You're in a movie, say The Green Lantern, and it's horrible, and you're watching it, and you're like, Ryan Reynolds, why the fuck are you an actor? And you just feel like you want to go riot. And that's
exactly.
People associate that
except
with the London riots.
Smurfs movie. So get on the, table.
No,
right.
It's a
bad
Smurfs.
Expression. Who's on the table? That made no sense. All right. Bit of regional joke. Because, you know, we're appealing to the Americans. Now we've got to appeal to the Victorians. Right?
Oh, nice.
So you hear about the Black Saturday bushfire. Okay.
This is
maybe
a bit late.
Let's not go there. Black Saturday bushfires. Okay, let's just ignore that. Okay,
no, we'll
bad.
Pass.
All right, but here's a good one. I'll win him back. Win him back for some politics, right? So, Finance Minister Penny Wong and her gay partner are expecting to have a baby through IVF. And, in fact, amidst rumours that she herself is delivering the baby, she replied, that is Wong.
So, a little bit of racist humour to finish it off, right? Is that what that was?
Racist humour.
Racist, gay, like, homophobic humour you've just chucked into the end.
Penny Wong says, that's
10.
Wong.
10. 10 all the way. Love it.
Although, I do have one more.
Oh, okay. You didn't finish with the Wong?
No. I haven't finished. I got a Muslim joke.
Oh,
all right.
No.
Classic. Watch out for this. All right. Okay. It's a bit of a kind of, you know, very generic Jay Leno-ish, so you know it's not high quality. But whatever, because my writers, I'm going to be paying them, like $20 an hour. Going to get them
in for
half a minute. So that's about, that's a couple cents. But hey, you know what? They're getting paid.
They're getting,
shut the fuck up, Tom.
Sorry.
Why do Muslims hate fat women?
Why do Muslims hate fat women, Julius?
Because they're harder to stone.
Oh, that's hot. Oh, you know what? I'm going to just go out. You should have gone with the Penny Wong to finish.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't bad. I just think you backed up a racist one with an even more racist one.
Well, you don't want to... You want to climax on the higher one. You don't want to climax on, like, a SpongeBob joke. You know, hey, so you check out that SpongeBob. No, don't bag SpongeBob. He's popular.
Maybe you could use it as one of those ones, like, you've had your awesome joke. Everyone loves it. The Penny Wong. And then bust into the Muslim. Everyone's like, ooh, that's like, controversial. And then go... And back into the show, I'm going to have this guest on. I'm going to have Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. No, Will Ferrell's publicist. I don't think Will Ferrell's big enough for the show. But hey, wait till season two. We've got Will Ferrell and his, you know, posse. We're going to have him on. And it's going to be epic. So, out of 10, that monologue.
The monologue overall was definitely in a 9 range. Little bit here and there to fix up. But I think overall...
I think one of the issues...
You started, it built up to climax. That's what I liked about it.
I think one of the issues is that people are going to be laughing so hard that it's going to interrupt with the cameras. So, I mean, how are we going to fix that, Tom?
It's kind of like in Ellen when, like, she comes on and everyone's just, like, cheering for 5 minutes. That's going to be you. That's going to be your show.
I've got to learn to dance. Learn the Ellen dance. Except it'll be the Julius dance.
You could do, like, a Conan, like, a weird running awkward style.
Yeah. Nah, see, I'm thinking we've got to go a bit cultural. I'm going to maybe do a bit of Egyptian.
Ooh,
you know,
I like that.
Bollywood. India is a huge market. Okay, if we get them on board.
So your show is going to be streaming to... It's worldwide. Like, every country is going to get it?
It's going
to
be
in Hindu.
Pretty sure Hindu is a religion, but I think it's a language too at the same time. You know what? I think we're going to cut to a song.
It was a good way to start our show by creating another show.
Yeah, it's called Syndication. We can get the networks involved because, hey, you know, me and Tom, we're eating cardboard for breakfast.
We are.
We want to step up to say... You know, raw
dim sim.
Rice grains.
Want some dim sims for breakfast.
Dim sims, fish and chips.
Yeah.
That's what the pros eat. Murdoch is eating. Fish and chips for breakfast. Because he can afford it.
He can, because he has news of the world.
Well, he actually lost it. Hey, cut to a song, though.
Yes. This is the Jezebels. Enjoy. Oh, wasn't that a great song?
Oh, riveting.
20 seconds of brilliance from
You're
teleprompter.
To the Fabtacular 1 Hour special. And you know what? I just want to say this is a wonderful outro we're doing right here. Of course, for your entertainment, entertaining you, Tom. Obviously.
Yeah, that's us. I'm so entertained.
You're very enthusiastic about these outros.
I love
put in
outro.
So much time.
Dude, the outros are legit.
Legit as
too legit
a black man stealing something.
Okay.
Of course, we don't condone racism. We condone... What do we condone?
We condone good times.
Good times and listening to this show. And
that's
you know
what
we
condone.
We condone joining the Facebook page.
Please join the Facebook page. We were lucky enough to get 50 over the break. 50 likes.
Yeah.
Which means Julius will go on a date.
Actually, 60 goes 30. We kind of effed it up. It's every 30.
Oh, okay. What was it, 60? I don't even remember.
60, I think you hit on your less attractive... Their less attractive friends.
Yeah, so... It's a new season. We want new fans.
Yeah, I think we need new initiatives. Hey, there's another segment, right? There's another half hour for the show. So I'm just, you know, apparently this show, I don't know about you, Tom, but we're huge in Africa.
Yeah.
We are massive.
The South African Monash campus goes off.
Exactly. They're just partying during this hour, which means they're probably not listening to the show.
But
we assume they're partying to this show. So shut the hell up, listener. God damn it. So. Apparently, we've got 5 million listeners in Africa, which is massive.
Pretty good level, to be honest.
That's more than we get in Australia. I think we have negative listeners. But hey, that counterbalances.
Fuck you, Australia.
Fuck you. Yeah, exactly. Worst. I don't know why. We should move to South Africa.
Apart from the fact that we're stuck in South Africa.
Yeah, and our accents won't fit in.
No, not at all.
This is where I come in, do an accent. But hell, I'm not doing that. And apparently, we've got another 10 million downloads. Just from the Africa region.
That's pretty impressive,
And, you
man.
Know, it's even more impressive because they're still using shitty dial-up over there. And, you know, there's wars going on and their parents are dying and you got kids. They're still tuned in and downloading the podcast.
Yeah,
that's how big it is. And you know what? I'm just a little
it's
angry.
It's free as well.
It's free.
It's free.
Hey, we're going to start charging them, though. So
one
it's like,
day.
Do I buy a grand? Do I buy a bag of rice to feed my family or do I download the FapTac podcast?
Well, rice is only going to last for until you finish it.
Yeah.
Podcast, you can listen to it forever.
Although then again, I reckon torrenting is pretty huge. We're going to be pretty big in the Pirate Bay.
Oh,
people torrenting our episodes.
Sure.
Fuck them. That's bullshit. Piracy is the worst.
No,
unless if
piracy.
It's other shows.
Unless it's, if it's us torrenting other things.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm a little pissed at you, Tom, because I don't think you understand our African audience. You know,
okay.
I just think you're out of touch.
All right. Well, what do you suggest I do?
Well, you know, I'm just going to quiz you a bit because I just think you're racist. That's what
I'm
think. I think you hate black people. In fact, I'm going to play a clip. Actually, I don't have a clip, but if I had a clip, it'd be you saying something racist, right? And then you'd be, you know, kinda, caught red-handed.
Well, if you haven't found any racist bits, maybe I'm just not racist.
Okay, whatever. Like, okay, do you even speak African?
No, mate? I do not.
Oh, you don't speak? Well, why not? Because you don't like the language?
No,
is that why?
Well, it's because in South Africa, on Africa, a lot of them are English-speaking.
Yeah, well, when you can go to Sudan, ain't speaking English over there, buddy. Huh?
Well, okay.
You know what?
Okay, that's
you
fair
got a week
got
to
me.
Learn African. Otherwise, you're not on the show next week.
So I need to learn African.
You need to learn African
first.
Fluently.
I'll be learning African for next show.
Exactly. And you're going to have to, like, do the whole show in African too, by the way.
Wow, it's going to be intense.
Get
I'll actually learn some African. This
exactly.
is legit.
Exactly. Okay. Name a Sudanese actor. A Sudanese actor.
Guy that gets beaten up in a gang scene because he's black.
Yeah, that's racist. Inherently racist. Come on, everyone knows a Sudanese actor.
Who? Can you give me? Can you drop me a name, Jules?
No comment. I don't want to give it. I don't want to tell you and give it away.
So I have to research it.
Yeah, you have to research. Okay, who's hotter, Morgan Freeman or Emma Watson?
Well, clearly Emma Watson.
Oh, racist.
No,
then again,
no,
it's because Morgan Freeman's
racist,
black.
No,
that's what
it's
about.
It's because Emma Watson. One, she's a girl. She's a female.
Oh, so you hate homosexual black guys. That's what you're saying, Tom. That's
you
disgust me.
Are you saying that he's homosexual now?
No, I'm saying that you should be more loving of our black friends.
I love
friends
him.
Who listen
I'm just
to the
saying
shows.
That I would rather have sex with Emma Watson, like
that's
the rest of
yeah,
the world.
Oh, yeah, because you hate black people, Tom.
No, it's not
that's
the reason at all.
Tom, all I'm hearing
if you
is
picked a less
you're a black
attractive
hater.
White person, I would have gone for Morgan Freeman.
I can't. You know what? I cannot believe you. You
Whatever.
Disgust me. All right. Okay, who do you think is more African, Will Smith or Halle Berry?
I'm going to say Will Smith.
Damn it. Yeah, Halle Berry's half white.
Did I choose
half,
the right
bullshit.
One?
You know, you fluked
chose
that
the right
one.
Answer.
You chose the right answer.
Ooh, yes.
It was 50-50 and you fluked it. Okay,
okay.
That's all I got to say.
Okay,
and
whatever.
You know what? I just forget it. Let's just ignore it. I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
You done?
I'm done.
We're
and
done.
I think this show is done. You've been
done
listening
the
to
week.
The Faptacular 1 Hour Special with me, Julius Reed, and
Tom Hutchins. And we'll join you next week at the same time, 1 to 2 Fridays. Tell your friends because they might be tuning in on Tuesdays at
well,
an old time slot.
If they're listening to this show, they probably don't have friends. Let's be honest now.
No, we have great listeners. I love you guys out there.
Not really. Anyway,
I'll come kiss you if you want.
Please don't, Tom. What kind of diseases you have? So thanks for listening. And we're going to cut to a song, if I can bloody work this
before
computer.
The next...
You're going to be listening to some Afghanistani thing.
Fap on, guys.
Fap on, guys. Enjoy. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. And please, join the Facebook page. Perhaps even subscribe to the podcast you're listening to by heading to iTunes and typing in We Talk, You Die. Because if you do, I will have sex with you. Because I'm just desperate for views, not for sex. For listeners. Yeah. I'm just horny. Oh, yeah, and please check out our interviews. Of course, Tom did an interview with Buchanan, a great band, I think. I haven't listened to their music, but I'm sure they're really good.